2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Local doctors and health experts are weighing in on revised CDC mask guidance. One infectious disease physician with the U of U thinks we took off the masks too soon and hopes people will put them back on in public indoor settings. I'm KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt.
Second, Southern Utah University will offer campus housing for any students affected by the flooding in Cedar City yesterday. The school has started a fund to help students with temporary housing, food, and to replace other things they lost. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
A new accident called out in Murray at State Street and 4800 South. And for Utah County drivers, expect some northbound heavy and slow traffic as you're going from Orem all the way up to American Fork. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Scattered storms over central Utah, and some of those are pushing north. I'm Kevin Eubank.
And right now, 91 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
Sources tell ABC News that President Biden will announce this week COVID-19 vaccines are mandatory for federal employees. The CDC says the highly contagious Delta variant is behind its new guidance that all Americans wear masks indoors in areas where there are high transmission rates. ABC News medical contributor Dr. John Brownstein.
We've got to make sure people recognize that the vaccines are still our weapon to get out of this pandemic. But, you know, these new variants, they are sort of challenging our ability to control just purely with a vaccine. And again, this is why masking is coming into play.
The CDC also recommending all adults and students wear masks in schools nationwide. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on the progress of a bipartisan infrastructure deal.
If an agreement can be reached, and I'm very optimistic and hopeful it will be, senators should prepare to work through the weekend in order to finish the bipartisan infrastructure bill.
Montana Senator John Tester, a Democratic member of the team working on it, says they're close. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The CDC is once again recommending everyone put back on their masks, even vaccinated people. Agency says face covering should be on in areas of high transmission. The change is driven by the uptick in cases and breakthrough cases from the Delta variant. University of Utah Health Infectious Disease Doctor Emily Spivak says she thinks that the CDC pulled the guidelines way too early.
Yeah, I mean, my personal professional opinion is I think it was too early, and it would have made more sense, I think, to me, for the CDC to provide some stepwise guidance maybe about how you would get to vaccinated people, you know, taking their masks off, maybe some guidance for, okay, first in the workplace, with X percent of your workers vaccinated or something like that, but maybe some guidance also for regions or locales based on infection rates and community vaccination rates to provide some guidance versus a blanket recommendation that clearly within hours. I mean, there were stores in Salt Lake City that I went into within a couple hours of that announcement back in May who had pulled their masks.
Even though there are breakthrough cases, Dr. Spivak says the vaccine is still effective.
I do want to point out one thing, though, because I know there's a lot of talk about breakthrough infections. And that, yes, people are getting COVID-19 or have been vaccinated, and there may be some increase in that with this Delta variant. But the vaccines are still very effectively, almost 100% in, you know, otherwise well people protecting from severe COVID-19 infection, hospitalization, and death. So breakthrough infection should not be another reason for people to say, oh, I don't need a vaccine. It's going to break through anyway, because it will make the infection, if you get it, much, much less severe and will probably save your life for many people. And also, I would just say, again, the masks on top of that would probably prevent you from getting sick altogether.
The CDC is also recommending masks for everyone inside K-12 schools this fall. Utah passed a bill during special session that bans requiring masks be worn in Utah schools. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Time now for a check of your Triple Team traffic. This sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And Ricky Meese, you had a new problem spot for us last go around.
We did. A surface street crash in Murray, State Street at about 4800 South. Slowdowns continue for southbounders on I-15 stretching between 3300 and 114th South. Now, the worst of that slowing, though, those speeds are from 45th South to 90th South, and a little bit of heavy and slow traffic westbound on the 201 approaching 7200 West. Len?
As you're heading out to the Great Salt Lake and Tooele, it's looking pretty good, but SR36 very tight to Mills Junction. Bangor Highway bogging a bit in Kearns as well as in 90th South to Shields. On the move, southbound I-15 over to the point of the mountain of Provo, but northbound drivers seeing that slow drive, Orem to American Fork now. Steve?
It's all clear from downtown Salt Lake City. Northbound 15 rolling into Davis County this evening. Scattered slowdowns left over, though, from Kaysville up through Layton. Southbound I-15 still backed up between the I-84 split and Sunset. Got a crash in the mix there at Riverdale Road. That's on the right shoulder. Alta Bank offers treasury management services, including merchant services, express deposit, and ACH payments. Learn more at altabank.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's take a look at the 7-day forecast. Here's Kevin Eubank.
Thanks a lot, Maria. Well, everyone's been asking for rain, and we have it. Central Utah seeing some thunderstorms today, and some of those storms are drifting into northern Utah. We have a slight chance of some scattered storms this afternoon. Overnight low of 74. Widespread thunder, rain, lightning, and on storms on Wednesday with a high of 97. Scattered thunderstorms linger Thursday, and then more widespread storms Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Temperatures each day get a little cooler, dropping down into the upper 80s as we head into the weekend. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
I don't know about you, but I really like the 80s. Right now, 91 degrees downtown.
Hey, this is Dan, the Laptop Man from PC Laptops. Are you experiencing panic attacks, nausea, or diarrhea? Is your computer not turning on? Is it running super slow? Is your internet crawling? Or is it just randomly crashing? You could be suffering from ICS, Irritable Computer Syndrome. I want you to ask yourself, when was the last time you had your PC cleaned? Over time, Windows, updates, spyware, malware, and dangerous viruses will make your computer run like crap. You need to bring in your laptop or desktop PC, no matter what brand it is, and let me run a 100% free virus scan, malware, and spyware scan on your computer. Don't wait and risk losing everything. Now, why are we doing this for free? Because we want to impress you so much that if you or any of your friends or family need a computer, service, or phone repair, you come to PC Laptops first. Get into any one of our locations right now or check us out at PCLaptops.com. PC Laptops, where computers start at $7.99. PC Laptops, we love you.
Audiences call Once I Was Engaged better than Beehive. Meet your favorite cast members at special screenings this week only. Visit OnceIWasEngaged.com for a list of appearances and locations. Go today.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Healing for Life. Now that the big summer holidays are behind us, it's time to enjoy some of the quieter joys of summer. And, oh boy, start planning for back to school. We're even more excited this year for back to school because that means more back in school for a lot of kids. It will be great to be with friends and teachers, yet we still want to make sure to find ways to be protected from serious infections. Now's the time to pull out our vaccine records for the whole family and see what we may need to catch up on. Schools have vaccine requirements for kids entering preschool, kindergarten, and seventh grade. And 16-year-old high schoolers should get a meningococcal booster along with the driver's license they've been working on. Kids of any age or grade may be due for vaccines. Since many people delayed seeing their health care providers over the past year, a lot of us are behind on our regular vaccine schedule. This fall, the whole family should get their influenza vaccine, and all kids 12 and older are eligible for the COVID vaccine. We've seen rates of COVID go up as we've gathered together more. So it's important as we start to gather in schools that we make sure as many kids as possible are vaccinated. For those 12 and older who are getting their back-to-school vaccines, they can get a COVID vaccine at the same time. COVID vaccines can now be given on the same day as any other vaccine. Let's pass notes, pass footballs, pass tests, and pass classes. But let's make sure to get our back-to-school vaccines so we don't pass infections to each other. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare, and this has been Healing for Life on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:55. We are watching Utah's money. Most places have a mask mandate for unvaccinated people, but one restaurant in California has vowed to only serve non-vaccinated people. And they are asking patrons to show proof that they haven't gotten their COVID shot. And then they say they will serve them. KSL Drives, Ford is ramping up its electric vehicle production. The company is opening a $100 million EV facility in Michigan, set to open sometime in the next year. The Icon Campbell's Chicken Noodle Soup Can is getting a redesign for the first time in about 50 years. Don't worry, the red and white design will stay the same, but there will be some small changes to the front of the can. On Wall Street today, the Dow sunk 85 points, finishing the day at 35,082. S&P 500 down 20 points, and the NASDAQ down by 180. A former Air Force intelligence analyst who leaked top secret information about U.S. drone operations to a journalist will serve 4 years in prison.
Daniel Hale was assigned to the NSA when he provided records to The Intercept that showed the inner workings of U.S. drone operations in Afghanistan, Yemen, and Somalia. The defense said Hale was traumatized by images of drone strikes, but prosecutors said if Hale truly believed the United States was conducting unlawful or immoral warfighting operations, he had other options besides unilaterally disclosing classified information. Instead, prosecutors said Hale sought to ingratiate himself with a journalist in hopes of becoming one himself. They asked for 11 years. The judge gave Hale 4. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.